Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning, last day of July, morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. It's hard to believe, for me at least, that July is almost over. Today's it. Seems like in many ways this year has just crawled by. And then in many other ways it's just flown. And as we continue to live under the effects of COVID-19, life has been very different for many people and very similar for others. It's been a year so far of contrast. And as we spend time with God, the question is, how does His presence in my life impact the way I live? Does it change it at all? Do I live like everyone else? Or do I live differently? This morning, as I spend time with God and as I continue through the devotional journal, Living Free, today's topic is living free to stand firm. God says it was for freedom that you have been set free. Therefore, stand firm in your faith. You see, as we gaze into God's perfect law, which gives freedom, we ought to grow in our faith daily. We ought to be like the individual in Scripture that when asked about his belief, his response to Jesus is, "Yes, I believe. Help my unbelief." You see, that's living in faith. That's standing firm in our faith. It's knowing that, well, we can't do it on our own. That we need God's help daily. To live life representing Jesus. To have wisdom that can only come from him and what that looks like. But to know, not just guess, not just hope, to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that whatever happens, my faith makes me secure because of what Jesus has done. I'm not talking about living foolishly, but I am talking about living. As I live life, risk abounds. Even before COVID-19 came along, there has been a myriad of ways to die, to get sick, to have our health taken from us. To suffer. Yeah, it's almost as if we act as if COVID-19 is, well, something that we've never seen before. While it's true, they call it a novel virus because it is a new strain of a coronavirus. And its effects are different than any other virus, supposedly. But we've lived with illness and disease that have been incurable until somebody, through God's wisdom, discovered a cure. We continue to live with other illnesses and diseases that cause people to suffer every day. Now, granted, many of those are not at the same level of being spread. People suffer and die from cancer, but you really don't get cancer from being around someone that has it. So I understand there's a difference. But we've not been able to protect people from that kind of suffering and pain. Oh, we minimize the pain. We have treatments that help many. But we've not eliminated it. And I believe in doing our best to protect one another. But I also believe in living. And so I live a very conflicted life at times. Because I don't have the answers. And honestly, I'm not sure we've been given answers that address both living and helping others. Our life as humans tends to be very one-dimensional at times. We have a difficult time balancing two opposing forces. The force of staying well, the desire to not spread a disease, and the force of actually living. And so, what does that have to do with a devotion on Friday, July 31st, 2020, about standing firm in our faith? Well, I believe everything. It's standing firm in our faith that says, I spend time with God and I use the wisdom that His Spirit provides to live life that represents Jesus. And I don't have to be blown about by not just by every wind of doctrine that gets passed around, but I don't have to be blown about by every wind of the press conferences. I don't have to be blown about by every wind of the news reports, the social media memes, the things that try to push and pull us into one camp or another. I don't have to be blown around by every wind of political parties, and believe me, there's plenty of wind in those. I can stand firm in my faith and say, I'm going to live life to its full. Whatever that looks like. I have some friends that just recently, and I believe still on their way back, but took off on a road trip to the West Coast from central Indiana, living life, being wise, avoiding places that people aren't being wise at, staying in somewhat isolated areas. I mean, much of the West, until you get to the coastal cities, is pretty sparsely populated. And so as we think about living life, I can stand firm in my faith and say that I know that I'm okay with God. I can stand firm in my faith and say, I know that I'm using the wisdom that He's given me. I'm not acting foolishly. I can stand firm in my faith and say, I know that God is watching over me whether I get sick or not. That sickness is not some indication that I've strayed from God. It's a part of life. And I know that God uses every one of us according to our willingness to be used. And He will use you and He will use me to comfort and encourage, to lift up the hurting, to bind up the brokenhearted, to administer mercy and justice. if we choose to walk humbly with our God every day. So as you live life today, live it wisely. Live it according to the faith that God continues to grow in you. Make good memories with your family through all of this. I remember stories after the fact being told of the blizzard of 78, if you're from the Midwest and particularly northern Indiana and are old enough to have lived through it, even if you didn't live through it, you probably have heard stories of it. I remember it. But I remember it because of the memories with the family. I would have been in early high school. We were out of school for a week. Our road was, I actually got extended school break because even when school returned to session, our road wasn't open. We were a very remote rural country and we just weren't a priority. But the things that stick into my mind aren't the things of despair and gloom and what now, we're trapped. It was things like snow cream, or ice cream stuff made out of snow. It was things like board games and igloos and family living together and enjoying life. Even when we couldn't go anywhere. And then I hear stories of others and their memories are all really negative. Of feeling trapped in all of this. And I think the same's going to be true 20 years from now regarding COVID-19. And what those stories look like for you and your children, your grandchildren, will depend on what you're doing today. Are you standing firm in faith, and regardless of how that looks into your interaction with others, do your children and grandchildren see a confidence in God's presence? Are you using the opportunities that you have to live life and to live it together? As we pray today, I would encourage you to ask God to help your unbelief, help you to truly stand firm in your faith, knowing that it's a faith that grows the more you use it, the more that you trust in God, the more that you practice living by the Spirit. Would you spend some time this morning praying with me? Father, thank you so much that you indeed are a God that has called us to yourself. In all truth and desire, and have even given us all that is needed to walk by faith. Your word continually teaches us about your faithfulness. The examples and stories of Jesus show us the truth of your word and how to live it out day to day. And Father, I pray today, I ask that we would be more focused on living life to the full. I always love the verse in John 10:10 where you tell us that through your Son Jesus that He came to give life and life to the full. And I know it's so easy to read that, God, and to think that you're promising a trouble-free life. Because our human nature wants to define life to the full as trouble-free. And yet, Jesus also told us that in this world, in this life, we will have trouble. So that can't possibly be what he meant by a full life. So, Father, in the midst of the troubles, help us to live life. Use the wisdom that you've given us to live appropriately. But not to live as those who shrink back in fear, but those who walk by faith. Help us to know the difference between faith and foolishness. God, as we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, may the way that we treat people, the way we live within our family, create memories and stories for future generations to know what faith in the midst of trials look like. Oh, Father, I do continue to pray for the children in our homes and in our communities. I pray that you would help each one of us to really care for the children, to not build within them a spirit of fear, but a spirit of faith. As so many schools in the region that I live in are not returning to in-person classes immediately, I pray for the families that are under pressure because of that. For the children that will begin the school year just as they finished last school year at home, learning through computer screen, tablet, online learning. I pray for the parents that are having to oversee that and what it means to their livelihood and their work, their family income. I pray that in the midst of all of this, that you will help every one of us to re-examine the priorities that we have in life. And as we re-examine those honestly, may you move to the very top. And many of us would probably say that you're there, but our lives don't always look like that. Father, with you being the top priority in our life, may the priority of our children and our families increase as well. God, today, as I pray, I do pray that this virus would be gone. And I also pray that we learn valuable lessons, that life never would be the same, but it would be better. That even in all of the uncertainty of COVID-19, we would have a greater faith, a faith that is put into practice in greater ways. Father, as we walk by faith every day, as we pray for you to help our unbelief, as we lift up Jesus in the way we live and walk and treat others, may many people be drawn to him because of our witness and testimony. May we learn faithfulness by observing and knowing your faithfulness. And may others see that in us and through us. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on this Friday morning. I do pray that today you are greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.